the two wicked witches were the East and the West. The two banking powers at that time were Rockefeller and Morgan. And J.P. Morgan headed the Wall Street bankers in New York and ultimately got his funding from Europe.
The Wicked Witch of the West could represent the Rockefeller interest. Based in Cleveland, based in the Midwest, Rockefeller was dominant in the West, and Morgan was dominant in the East.
So when Dorothy first lands in her house and kills the witch, she gets the slippers, which are the power, actually the power of the witch.
They're no use to you. Give them back to me. Give them back. Keep tight inside of them. Their magic must be very powerful, or she wouldn't want them so badly.
So the power of the witch is the power to create money. Dorothy doesn't realize that she now has that power on her own feet, the power to create money.
Dorothy and her troop are then told that they must go kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
Bring me the broomstick of the Witch of the West.
But if we do that, we'll have to kill her to get it.
She hurls near biblical plagues at the group, wolves and crows and black bees, all of which they defeat. Finally, she is forced to use her golden cap, another symbol of the gold standard, to call the winged monkeys, which capture the group. Dorothy eventually kills the witch by pouring a bucket of water on her, suggesting the liquidity that silver money would add to the economy, breaking the stranglehold of the banker's gold money system.
With additional liquidity, the economic fortunes of those people can be improved.
People wanted government-issued money, silver in this case. The banks had forced America onto a gold money standard. Then they could cause a depression anytime they wanted to, merely by reducing the supply of gold money. When they return victorious to the wizard, Dorothy is asked to sew the wizard's getaway balloon out of green cloth. Then the wizard accidentally leaves without her. Fortunately, Dorothy is able to seek out Glinda, the good witch of the South.
Oh, will you help me? Can you help me?
Dorothy is then told that the power to solve her problems has been with her all along. She only needs to click the heels of her silver shoes together three times. Like Dorothy, America itself had the power to solve its problems simply by expanding the money supply, government-issued silver money. When Dorothy finally gets back to Auntie Em and Uncle Henry in Kansas, she finds that the silver shoes have fallen off her feet, just as the silver issue was vanishing in the late 1890s. And Baum was right. The silver cause would become a distant memory once the United States became firmly committed to the gold standard with the passage of the Gold Standard Act in 1900, the same year the wonderful Wizard of Oz was published.